The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donko. In the headlines, President Mahama urges Ghanaians to rededicate themselves to the selflessness of the founder of the nation. Vice President Emisa Afa today pays working visit to the Central Region. Asantehene calls for teacher motivation to be prioritized in education policy formulation. Minister of Roads and Highways cast sword for 2.9 million CD road project for Sunyai. Cote d'Ivoire closes border with Ghana following attacks on frontier post. Libyan security forces take over several militia bases in Benghazi following days of unrest. And U.S. and Pakistan pledge to confront glowing challenges facing Afghanistan. First, the summary with Doreen Ampofo.
President John Dramani Mahama has called on Ghanaians to let the accolade Nkrumah never dies reflect in all aspects of the endeavor. He said the accolade signifies a selfless dedication to leadership and struggle to liberate the African continent. President Mahama was speaking at a day ceremony held at the Kwame Nkrumah Mausoleum in Accra to mark the 103rd birthday of Ghana's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Vice President Pakwesi Emisa Afa will this morning pay a day's working visit to some towns and communities in the Central Region. The visit, which will be his first, will take him to Mankasim, Mori, and other areas in the region where he will interact with traders, fishermen, and interest groups. And Cote d'Ivoire has closed its side of the border with Ghana after several people were killed in an attack on an army checkpoint at the Noi border post. Irene Defense Minister Paul Kofi Kofi said the closure will affect the nearly 700-kilometer land, sea, and air border with Ghana until further notice.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. President John Dramani Mahama has called on everyone to let the accolade Nkrumah never dies reflect in all aspects of their endeavor. He noted that the accolade does not make Dr. Kwame Nkrumah a living deity, but signifies a selfless dedication to leadership and struggle to liberate the African continent. President Mahama was speaking at a ceremony held at the Kwame Nkrumah Mausoleum in Accra to mark the 103rd birthday of Ghana's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. He also used the occasion to dedicate a glass showroom which now houses Dr. Nkrumah's first car, a Mercedes-Benz. Pascalina Dadevu reports.
It was a solemn event to commemorate the 103rd birthday of Ghana's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. In 2009, the late president John Atta Mills declared the 21st of September every year to be observed as Founders Day in memory of Dr. Nkrumah. At the program in Accra, President John Mahama announced that he has directed the Minister for the Interior to present a bill to Parliament to amend the National Holidays Act to make the 21st of September each year a statutory public holiday. Dr. Kwame Nkrumah is seen as a beacon of African liberation struggle and is still celebrated worldwide. His books are still relevant today. President Mahama espoused the good attributes of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. He regretted that the selfless leadership style he exhibited is lost in the modern day as people in authority do not have the will to serve.
We have lost our sense of selflessness and how we should give back to our nation in order that we can make our nation truly great and strong. On this occasion, as we remember Dr. Kwame Nkrumah on his anniversary, let us ask again, where has our sense of patriotism and nationalism gone? And we must work in order that we can restore this sense to make our nation one that we can all be truly proud of. As we celebrate this day, I'd like us to reflect on an accolade that we remember having attributed to Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. And the saying Kwame Nkrumah never dies did not refer to his mortal being. It referred to the man's reputation and his name, that his name will never die.
President Mahama said Dr. Nkrumah had the development of this country at heart and did his best to realize that dream. To him, this is a legacy that should be replicated by all governments.
But perhaps for us in Ghana, there are two other sayings of which we must continue to celebrate the man, Dr. Nkrumah. After taking over over the reins of administration of this country from the colonial government, one of his priorities was to produce the human resource that was necessary to move this country forward. And so he invested phenomenally in the education of our people. And it is something that government will continue to do to ensure that the largest chunk of our budget goes into educating our people. Dr. Nkrumah also invested heavily in the industrialization of Ghana. And so the many industries that were built across the length and breadth of this country were geared towards moving Ghana into an industrial economy.
Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's first private car, a Mercedes-Benz, is now being housed in a glass showroom. The beautiful showroom was built with money derived from some auctioned photographs of Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. President Mahama laid the first wreath on behalf of government and the people of Ghana. Chairperson of the CPP, Sammy Ayaba Nkrumah, laid one on behalf of the family, and the Minister of Defense, Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith, laid one on behalf of the security services.
Pascalina Dadevo reporting. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, says the most important thing Dr. Kwame Nkrumah left for the country is the legacy of education for the youth. She said the inspiration that Dr. Nkrumah left behind should be the driving force of the country in achieving its development goals. Madame Hannah Tete said this in Accra at a lecture organized by the Socialist Forum to mark the 103rd anniversary of the death of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Madame Tete spoke on behalf of President Mahama.
Indeed, if there was any one statesman who contributed most to defining the identity of ourselves as Ghanaians today, it was Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. We thought that the most important thing that he left for us is indeed the legacy that he left for our youth. Anyway, President Nkrumah thought about young people. She didn't only think about education from the Ghana Education Trust schools that were developed across the country and without which we would not have the manpower that we have today. She didn't only think about their political education, creating the Kwame Nkrumah Ideological Institute.
You heard Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete. The Vice President, Parkwisi Misa Arthur, has called on Ghanaians to sustain the peace as the nation prepares for the December polls. He said this yesterday when he joined the global community to observe International Day of Peace at the Black Star Square after participating in the 1 Million People Peace March. Vice President Misa Arthur said government is determined to make this year's elections peaceful.
The participants and organizers went on a peace march which started from the Kwame Nkrumah Avenue through Makola Market, the ministries, and ended at the Black Star Square. The focus of this year's International Day of Peace is sustainable peace for sustainable future. Participants were from religious bodies, traditional authorities, the National Peace Council, and the Electoral Commission. A representative of the EC, Nana Kufi Kakari, advised that campaigns by political parties should dwell on issues and not attacks on personalities. He stressed that political opponents are not necessarily enemies, adding that there should be respect for one another. The chairman of the National Peace Council and the presiding bishop of the Methodist Church of Ghana, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, said there can be no elections and no government when a country is engulfed in violent conflict. He noted that peace is important for the promotion and growth of democracy.
Without peace, the democracy we are talking about is not possible. Without peace, the developments that the politicians are promising us will not come to pass. Because what we have been able to build, violence can destroy it in a few minutes. It is peace that sustains development in our nation. And therefore, we should do all we can to maintain peace.
The Vice President, Parkwisi Misa Arthur, asked Ghanaians to ensure that peace prevails in the country at all times.
You heard Dorcas Abedu Kennedy's report. Meanwhile, Vice President Parkwisi Misa Arthur will this morning pay a day working visit to some town and communities in the central region. The visit, which will be his first, will take him to Mankesim, Anumabo, Berewa, Mori and Cape Coast. Mr. Misata will pay courtesy calls on the chiefs and people in these areas and interact with traders, fishermen and interest groups. The Progressive People's Party, PPP, says it recognizes the contributions of the United Nations for its role in the maintenance of international peace and security and pledges its full support to the UN, African Union, ECOWAS and other international bodies involved in global peace and security. A statement issued in Accra and signed by its National Secretary, Kofi Asomusian, reminds all stakeholders about the fragility of the peace enjoyed in the country and the threats to the enjoyment of continuous peace and unity as the country approaches election 2012. The PPP pledges that its members will conduct themselves in a peaceful manner in consonance with its motto of prosperity and peace in this election year, focusing on offering solutions to the numerous problems that confront the nation. The New Vision Party, NVP, is urging Ghanaians to sustain the peace the nation is enjoying today as a befitting tribute to Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. The party says it recognizes the visionary leadership exhibited by Dr. Nkrumah right from the struggle for independence and the solid foundation he laid for the nation. A statement issued in Accra and signed by the General Secretary of the NVP, Daniel Boahene Nkansa, appealed for a sense of togetherness as a people and the need to recognize national heroes. It added that the nation awaits a transition from the NDC to NVP next year. Ghanaians should desist from all forms of politics of insults and acrimony. The West African Network for Peace Building, ONEP Ghana, has appealed to the African community of civil society organizations, the African Union and ECOWAS, to advocate peace and justice in Ghana, West Africa and Africa at large as the world marks International Day of Peace. ONEP says that symbolism of the International Day of Peace provides a unique platform to highlight the work of justice and peace in collective efforts to build a democratic and non-violent cultures in West Africa where the respect for basic human rights, social justice, peace, freedom, and prosperity will sustain peaceful coexistence in communities and in nations at large. Youth, including those from the NDC, NPP, and CPP in the Boku municipality, have pledged to propagate the message of peace alongside their political campaign. The youth made the pledge at a forum organized by Berlin USA Development Agency to mark the International Day of Peace in the Boku municipality. The forum was attended by members of the various political parties, departmental heads, security agencies, and civil society organizations. It also made the theme, Election 2012, Violence 3 in Boku, is largely dependent on the youth. We bring the reports from our correspondent, Dana Felix Lambert.
The symbol of the church is being observed as such to enable all peace-loving organizations and individuals to carry out activities that will promote everlasting peace across the globe. The theme for this year is that sustainable peace, sustainable future. Considering the significance of the day, Builder and ActionAid Ghana as part of their peace-building process organized the forum to empower the youth in the peace-building process. In an address, the program organizer of Builder, Peter Asal, said the relative peace currently being enjoyed by the people of Boko is very much appreciated as people within the area are busily carrying out their respective activities. For instance, schools, he said, are in session where people's teachers, parents are freely interacting for improved performance. Health staff are back at post and patients receiving treatment while socioeconomic activities are picking up.
You heard correspondent Dagmar Felix Lambert. The Upper West Regional Branch of the CPP says the observation of the Founders' Day should remind politicians that it is rewarding to render selfless, dedicated and committed services to one's nation instead of thinking of one's political party or personal interest first. A statement issued and signed by the Deputy Regional Secretary of the party, Suleiman Ishak, in Wa said Dr. Nkrumah is being honored today because he led the nation in anti-colonial struggle which resulted in the independence of Ghana and other countries in Africa. The AU says special attention would be given to the issue of women and children in armed conflict in Africa this year. The AU Commissioner for Peace and Security, Jean Ping, said women and children bear the heaviest burden of conflict and endure the bitter pain and suffering that war brings. Mr. Ping said a successful peace would create hope for a better future for the entire continent. His comments comes as the world marks the International Day of Peace yesterday. He also called on Africans to make renewed efforts towards the achievement of AU's vision of an integrated, prosperous, and peaceful Africa, driven by its own citizens and representing a dynamic force in the global arena. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama urges Ghanaians to rededicate themselves to the selflessness of the founder of the nation. Vice President Emisa Arthur today pays working visit to Central Region. Asante in a course of teacher motivation to be prioritized in education policy formulation. Minister of Roads and Highways cuts short for 2.9 million CD road project for Sinai. Cote d'Ivoire closes border with Ghana following attacks on frontier post. Libyan security forces take over several militia bases in Benghazi following days of unrest. And U.S. and Pakistan pledge to confront growing challenges facing Afghanistan. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. The Asante Inu 2432 has stressed the importance of adequately motivating teachers to perform their duties well. He said it would be difficult to achieve quality education if the teachers' needs are not prioritized in policies. Otunfose said this when he received a delegation from the Ghana Education Service led by the Ashanti Regional Director Joseph Kwabnonyina to the Mensah Palace. The delegation had called to formally invite the Asante Inu to this year's National Best Teacher Workers Awards Day, fixed for October 5 in Kumasi. Mr. Onyina praised the Asante Inu for his extraordinary commitment, interest and contribution to the development of education. He expressed gratitude to the Otunfo for rewarding more than 500 teachers selected from deprived basic schools across the country with prizes through the Otunfo Charity Foundation. The Valley View University has added basic education to its stream of schools. Speaking at the inaugural ceremony of the Valley View University Basic School at Oyibinia Dodoa, the Pro Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Philip Mayo, assured parents of the university's commitment to ensuring that the awards receive the best of education. The head teacher, Madame Flores Kotei, asked the parents to cooperate with the staff to ensure that their children are well brought up. Some of the parents expressed confidence in Adventist education and hope the awards will come off well-trained academically. The Minister of Roads and Highways, Joe Gidisu, has cut short for construction work to take off on a 4.5-kilometer road at Odumase, the district capital of Sinai West in Bonoafu. The project, which involves upgrading and resurfacing, among others, is estimated at 2.9 million CDs. We bring you more.
Speaking at a groundbreaking ceremony at Odumase, Mr. Joe Gidisu noted that in terms of development, Odumase has been in the shadows for a very long time, adding that he is optimistic that the town will be transformed when the road works are completed. He charged the contractor to execute the project with perfection and work within the stipulated time. The contractor, Kofi Job, says it will take 5 months to complete the project. The roads minister further stated that the project is just one out of many road constructions to be undertaken in Bonoafu. He said the region in the last 3.5 years has received its fair share of the national cake. Mr. Gidisu said works are underway on an 8.1 million CD Doma Nkankwanta 20-kilometer stretch, as well as the 4.8 million CD Fidiem Kenyasi Road. Mr. Gidisu also mentioned the Atebo Kwame Dansu Road, Brekum Sekwa, the Chimantia Kumadan, as some other ongoing road projects in Bonoafu, which are progressing steadily. A member of the Council of State, Mrs. Cecilia Johnson, described the project as a critical and important intervention in the history of Odumase. The Bonoafu Regional Minister Kojunya Michemafu, on behalf of the chiefs and people for Odumase, thanked the roads minister for the role he played in making the project a reality.
A news desk report. The Radio and TV Training School of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation has organized a 3-week training for 25 personnel to improve upon their professional skills and provide quality broadcast to the country. Speaking at the end of the training, the acting director of radio, Roland Afeomoni, entreated the participants to cultivate the habit of reading to enrich the knowledge they have acquired. Cristiano Usu and Peter Senu report.
The 3 weeks training was organized for staff working in the regional stations of the corporation. Mr. Moni said it has become necessary due to the falling standards and the need to maintain the competitiveness on the media landscape. He advised participants to show the knowledge they have acquired for the 3 weeks training.
GBC has a tradition, and that tradition is nothing but professionalism. Professionalism was a hallmark, and he said that Ghana is a pluralistic media country. Ghana is a listening country because statistics show that about 80% of Ghanaians own listening sites and about 90% have access to radio. So this makes us a listening nation. But it is hard to note that we've won the war for quantity, but we are yet to win the war for quality. And you are the full soldiers, you are the professional soldiers to help us to win the war for quality. So I believe you are not living here consuming all the good stuff from our highly esteemed resources, but you're going to put into practice whatever you have learned. The real test begins at where we through all means do some effective monitoring to see the extent.
The chairman of the Interim Council for the University of Health and Allied Sciences, Professor Kofi Anidohu, has commended the Aume Fia Tobisri, chiefs and people of the Anglo State, for closing their ranks and ironing their differences towards the unity and development of Anglo. He said this has made it possible for the celebration of the Hogbacho Tuza by the people of Anglo State. Professor Nido, who was speaking at the launch of the Golden Jubilee celebration of Hogbacho Tuza in Accra, will bring you this report by Fred Yivu.
Hogbacho Tuza is a festival celebrated by the people of Anglo in the Volta region of Ghana in remembrance of their escape under the wicked king Agokoli of Noche. Last year, the Anglo traditional area resumed and remixed the festival after a 13-year break due to some chieftaincy problems. The guest of honor, Professor Kofi Anidohu, said it is unfortunate for Ghanaians to only take part in their traditional festivals during activities that highlight the event. He urged all Ghanaians to get involved in activities leading to the climax of festivals.
The most important point of our festival is not the celebration. Celebration translated into what? Eating a lot of food and drinking a lot and having fun and dancing and all those things are important. But the more important underlying goal of festivals is bringing the people together. Bringing them together so that they remind themselves that they are members of the same family. That is why the celebrative part is preceded by various rituals of reconciliation in family circles. The elders of town will get together. They know that this part of town have been having some tensions between them. They use the occasion to try to cool down tempers, and everybody goes renewed individually but also most importantly collectively.
For his part, the Minister for Chieftaincy and Culture, Alexander Assum Ahinsa, emphasized the need for all to work towards peace and unity in the Anglo State and other parts of the country.
Fred Evil reporting. We are back after this short break.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Back into the Foreign Fund. Cote d'Ivoire has closed its side of the border with Ghana after several people were killed in an attack on an army checkpoint at the Noi border post. Ivorian Defense Minister Paul Kofi Kofi said armed elements from across the border carried out the attack in the frontier town. At least 5 attackers died and others fled back over the border to Ghanaian territory. At least 12 people have been killed in the Libyan city of Benghazi after military police and protesters took over several militia bases. The violence followed a day of protests by tens of thousands of citizens demanding an end to the armed group. The bases include the headquarters of the Islamist group Ansar al-Sharia, suspected of involvement in the attack on the U.S. consulate in the city. The United States and Pakistan have pledged to work together to confront challenges facing Afghanistan. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said both countries are faced with a common threat from a common enemy and they must confront terrorism and extremism together. Mrs. Clinton earlier this month branded the Haqqani Network as a foreign terrorist organization. For her part, the Pakistani Foreign Minister Hina Rabbani Kar raised concerns about the infiltration from Afghanistan and the security situation inside Pakistan. To end the news, the main points again. President John Dramani Mahama has called on Ghanaians to let the accolade Nkrumah Never Dies reflect in all aspects of their endeavor. President Mahama was speaking at a ceremony held at the Kwame Nkrumah Mausoleum in Accra to mark the 103rd birthday of Ghana's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. And Vice President Park Wesimisanata will this morning pay a working day's visit to some towns and communities in the central region. The visit, which will be its first, will take him to Mankasim, Moree, and other areas in the region, where he will interact with traders and interest groups. The news was presented by Abraham Donko in Accra.